Each Radio 1160 and 1310, along with Alive Again Alliance Church, are proud to present Alive Again. In this chaotic world, Alive Again brings you the life-transforming words of Jesus. Now, here are your hosts, Pastor Jay and Pastor Bill.
Well, good morning, Ocean and Monmouth County. This is your host, Pastor Jay, and in the studio I have Greg Elias. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Pastor. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Great. It's been a great week. Yeah. You know, weather's been nice, except for the last 2 days, the rain. I can't stand the rain in the summer. Don't mind it during the school year, but on my summer vacation, it better not rain.
It helps the humidity.
It certainly helps
the humidity. Yeah. Paul's out there laughing.
Yeah.
Right, Paul? It helps the humidity?
Brings it on.
Yeah. You can go outside and take a drink of water just by breathing.
Now, one of the worst things that happened, or that can happen in summer, is getting sick.
Oh, yeah.
And so you've been
My kids last week, all three of them were sick. It was a nightmare. You had to keep them all separated. They weren't allowed to touch each other. And it was
can't go outside and
no,
play.
No, they couldn't go outside. And it was beautiful. It wasn't like raining or anything. So, getting sick in the summer is brutal. I don't know how my kids got sick.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad you had a good week.
Yeah.
And also in studio is Ron Walulak. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Pastor Jason.
How was your week?
Outstanding.
It was outstanding, even with the Garden State Parkway traffic that you enjoy every week.
Oh, I love the traffic. It gives me... time to meditate.
Now, you're going up to New York State still once or twice a week?
That's true.
For work?
Not my favorite thing, but has to be done.
Well, the traffic shouldn't have been that bad this week, considering that the state closed all the parks and beaches.
The state shut down and had a lot of people traveling to the shores that were not welcomed with open arms.
No, they were not.
Governor Christie invited us down to the beach,
but we couldn't make it. He
closed
them just for you.
Yeah,
closed them just for you. There was no one else there except for him and his family. It would have been a good time.
We could have hung out.
You could have hung out with him. Well, also, your wife was sick this week too.
Still not feeling well.
Still not feeling well. What's going around?
I don't know. She's just hacking away.
She is, huh?
The summer cold is turning into a career.
Yeah, summer colds, those are horrible.
Yeah, they're miserable.
Yeah.
It's not a good thing. Well, and also you had to cancel your trip to Camp Spofford this week because of circumstances, huh?
The health issues and pressing matters. So we miss an opportunity, but another will come around.
It sure will.
We want to make sure we keep Pastor Bill and his family in our prayers. They're heading up to Camp Spofford.
You think they're listening on the radio right now?
Probably not.
Oh, I would hope so.
I would hope so, but probably I think he's packing or he's moving furniture or something, he was saying.
Well, if he's listening in, he can
He's
call
not moving in. Furniture.
Well, actually, I had to confess to him and repent to him this morning. I dropped the ball. I was supposed to go over there yesterday. I completely forgot all about it. Absolutely. So I get to our covenant meeting this morning, and he says, "Oh, I got to move furniture this morning." And I was like, "Oh, I forgot to go over there."
My bad.
The furniture. Sorry.
He shouldn't be moving anything.
No, he's on 6 weeks disability.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be doing anything.
Anything.
No. So, Pastor Bill, I just put that on the air. Don't move furniture because
people are going to be taking pictures.
Your disability. Yeah. You don't want to do that. Paul, thank you for producing the show. How was your week?
Very nice. Very nice. And stayed as dry as I could.
Stayed as dry as you could. Well, that's great. Did you do anything for the 4th?
No. Nice and quiet home, backyard. Took it easy.
Nice. Well, thank you again for all that you do for us, Paul.
You're very welcome.
That reminds me. Did you guys do anything for the 4th? Any fireworks?
No, the kids were sick. So it was no fireworks.
No candy and fireworks.
No. So we'll figure it out. I mean, Seaside does fireworks, every Wednesday or something. So that and or the Blue Claws.
You know, just before Governor Christie closed all the beaches and had the government shut down, he did do something rather significant for the state of New Jersey.
Yeah, firecrackers were illegal.
Firecrackers. I don't know, firecrackers.
I went to Target and they had a package of fireworks. It wasn't just sparklers. They were Roman candles. They were like little...
Oh, see, I didn't think anything that exploded was...
Oh, there were things that exploded, boy.
Wow. Yeah. So, you can have a sparkler party in the back of your house.
If I have the opportunity to get some Roman candles and things like that, I don't think I'm going to go with those sparklers, to tell you the truth. Those things, those little sparks burn, baby.
Yeah, they do.
I'd rather set them things off.
Well, so let's get to the show this morning. Again, my name is Pastor Jason. I attend Alive Again Alliance Church, which is located at 1060 Church Road in Toms River. We meet every Sunday at 10 a.m., also every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. for prayer, and we'd love to have you come on out and join us. The Alive Again radio show is sponsored by not only Alive Again Alliance Church, but we are sponsored by Painting by Kevin. For all your interior and exterior needs, give Painting by Kevin a call today. His number to dial is 732-433-4465. Kevin runs a professional operation, has a great crew that does professional work in a timely fashion. So you want to give Kevin a call for all your interior and exterior painting needs. He'll come over. He'll give you an estimate. He's very detailed, very meticulous, as you need to be when painting. And they'll get it done in a price that you can afford. Again, Painting by Kevin's number is 908-433-4465. And for all of those that are listening that are used to tuning in to Facebook Live, unfortunately, we had some technical issues this morning with our tripod, so we are not streaming Facebook Live today. So you can go to aliveagainradio.org. And on the homepage, when you scroll down, you can click Listen Live to the show and join that way. You can also enjoy AliveAgainRadio.org for many other attributes. We have church affiliates, so if you're looking for a house of worship and you don't really know where to find one, we have a number of churches that are listed on our website that we know very well, we have relationships with, and we know that they are Bible-preaching churches. We also have a page on our website that's called Helping Hands, and this page is a huge resource of information. If you're struggling with addiction, you can go to this page, and there are a number of outreach opportunities and ministries that are on the Helping Hands page. We also have information if you're homeless and you need help with food. And even if you're not homeless, if you're just struggling, the paycheck was cut short, you got a new job, and your salary is cut a little bit, we have information there from Ocean Hunger Relief as well as Haven Beats the Street that you can go to. So check out our website, aliveagainradio.org. The purpose of Alive Again Radio is to bring life-transforming testimonies, ministries, outreaches to those in Ocean and Monmouth County. Last week we had John Brogan on the show, and John Brogan talked a lot about addiction in Ocean and Monmouth County.
Yeah.
He started a new recovery group called Lifeline Recovery Group, and I had the opportunity to join that Lifeline Recovery Group this past Thursday. And what it is it's a group where if you're struggling with addiction or if you're a family member struggling with addiction, you can go to this group and it takes kind of like the 12-step process, and they insert God into the group. And I tell you, to come away from that group, tears, I definitely was moved emotionally to hear the struggles that parents go through, that children go through in trying to help those who are addicted. It's something that's very serious going on in Ocean County. So I think that we may pursue something very similar to that at Alive Again Alliance to help the cause. But this morning, we have on the radio show our special guest, Ken Young. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. We appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your testimony with those that are listening in. There's so much negativity going on in the world, so much controversy, that this program is here to help build those around us up. And we do that by our testimonies or our ministries or our outreach opportunities. So Ken, with that, where do you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where do you come from? Are you a New Jerseyan?
I am not a New Jerseyan.
You're not a New Jerseyan. Paul, we're going to need security to escort Ken out of the building.
Yeah. I am an Ohioan.
You're an Ohioan.
So you're a Buckeye fan then?
I am a Buckeye fan.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Okay. So what part of Ohio? I don't know too much about Ohio.
I'm from a small, not small town. It's Warren, Ohio. It's halfway between Cleveland and Pittsburgh. So a lot of divided households. Pittsburgh,
sure.
Browns.
Okay.
People are confused.
Yeah, really. Really, the only thing that I know about Ohio is one of the pastors that I do every day. His name is Alistair Begg, and he has a church just outside of Cleveland, Ohio. And that's all. It's called Truth for Life.
The only thing I know about Ohio is that's where Drew Carey was from. Where that's
is
where
it really?
Yeah, you know, Ohio, you know, at the end of the Drew Carey show.
I forgot all about that. You're right. Yeah. Him and Mimi.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Good old Mimi. So you grew up in Ohio?
Mm-hmm. I grew up in Ohio and moved to New Jersey back in October.
So you're fresh to New Jersey.
That's culture shock.
All of this is an experience for you?
Lots of culture shock. The Parkway is very crazy.
Uh-huh. You haven't seen anything. 4th of July weekend was shut down this year, so you lucked out.
Yeah, you lucked out big time.
People get shot on the Parkway.
So what do you think of New Jersey so far? Or let's dial it back a notch. You lived in Ohio. So how old are you?
I am 26.
26. So for 26 years, you lived in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And what was life like in Ohio for you?
So life was good. I grew up in a house where both my parents went to church with me.
Okay.
And as we're looking at life change, I was a bad kid maybe sometimes. I took two pieces of candy instead of one piece of candy.
All right.
You were bad.
I was real bad. But so I met Christ though when my sister told me that if I asked Jesus into my heart, I wouldn't go to hell. So basically she told me if I didn't do that, I was going to hell. And I was like,
I don't want to go to hell.
You don't want to go to hell?
I've put my hand on the stove burner a couple times when I was 8 years old. And I was like, I don't want to have that for the rest of my life.
No.
So simply for the fact of not putting my hand on the burner of a stove, I acknowledged.
How old were you when you?
Eight.
Eight.
Yeah. You were 8 years old when you committed your life to Christ. Now,
awesome.
Really, the reality was you just didn't want to go to hell.
Exactly.
But the relationship.
The relationship really began to form like middle school, high school, as it was like, okay, so I've been saved, but what do I do after that? Because if someone gives you something, usually there's kind of like
a give and a take.
Right. And so beginning to understand that, but it is freely given that I was saved, but realizing, okay, I've been saved of something. I've been given something. I want to get to know this person who gave me something so freely.
Uh-huh.
So began to get to know God a little bit more. As I got to know God more and more and open up the Word of God and get people to speak into my lives about my life, about how to listen to God,
right.
I really began to hear that God had a direction for my life and that God had a plan, and that plan, from what God said to me and what I heard through Scripture and through other people was, Go do missions. Go do cross-cultural missions. But I had no clue how that looked.
Right.
Cross-cultural missions from an Ohioan.
Cross-cultural missions would be an Ohioan moving to New Jersey.
Yeah,
these are two very cross cultures.
No doubt about that.
But I hear that your call may take you even further than New Jersey, and I want to get there for a minute. So in talking about your testimony, you know, over the number of testimonies we've heard very dramatic ones where, you know, somebody's walking on the road and is just saying, if I don't change in my life in 6 months, I will be dead because they're struggling with addiction. John Brogan last week shared with us that he was facing suicide. He was going to kill himself if things did not change in his life. So your testimony is a little different. Your testimony is one where you were raised in the church.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? Your mom and dad. What kind of a church body were you raised in?
For the most part, my foundational years were at a Christian Missionary Alliance church, just like Alive Again Alliance is.
Okay.
So I got the Alliance roots, but yeah, so Alliance.
So Christian and Missionary Alliance, and your family went there, you know, for a long time as well. Do they still go to a Christian and Missionary Alliance church?
Yeah, they still attend there. We actually, before we moved to New Jersey, we were at that church that I grew up in. We were preparing to go overseas with that church.
Okay.
And ended up, long story short, we got fired from our home church when we were interns.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about that. We got a guy.
You just opened up a can of worms.
He got fired from a church.
Not too many people can say that one.
No, you were bad.
No, you took four pieces of candy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. No, when I first started the internship at that church, I really viewed it as more or less a way to get to Germany, where we sense God calling us to do missions. And it was like, okay, got to do the checkbox, got to get across, basically do what I have to do to get overseas. but not really like seeing how God wanted to change my life. Okay. And because I wasn't looking at how God wanted to change my life, I didn't care. And long story short, I didn't initiate things. I was kind of lazy. Uh-huh. And so I got fired.
So you get fired. Okay. Much like Ron not initiating any conversation at here all. On the show this morning. He's really giving it all today.
I'm listening.
He's pacing himself.
Yeah,
he's pacing himself.
He certainly is.
Saving up for the big one.
You know, every show I watch him and he writes 1,000 things down on it, and I always wonder what he writes because he never says what he writes.
He never says any of
it. Like, it's only for him.
Right.
Like, in his head, he's having a great conversation with everyone out there.
Well, we appreciate you, Ron.
I talk to myself.
Yeah. You're in good company,
You're
Ron.
Those are the Woodstock results.
flashback.
Yeah. So now you're talking a little bit about hearing God, hearing your call. You went, you know, you were at your home church and you went over to this other church that you got fired from because you're hearing or you want, there's a need or there's a, God's changing your life.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about that, because right now it doesn't sound like there's any what I'll call difficult periods where a lot of change needs to happen. So how does somebody growing up in the church, the Christian and Missionary Alliance Church, what problems do you face? What struggles do you face?
Yeah, so in high school through college, there were a lot of issues that I had where it was – whether it was something – probably a big struggle would have been pornography and how – that was something that kept me from the presence of God.
And so
in college, there was that struggle. But then in college also, I was pursuing – my undergrad is in accounting. Uh-huh. So I was pursuing a business career, an accounting career, where I really just wanted to – I wanted to make money. Let's put it honestly.
Okay.
I wanted to make money.
Okay.
I wanted to have a nice savings account. I wanted to have a Lotus Elise, a cool car.
Okay.
And I wanted all those things. But – I never really considered what God wanted. And so in high school, I felt called to ministry. But in college, I kept stiff-arming that and saying,
okay,
no way. I want to have a nice nest egg. I'm going to have – I just wanted all the stuff.
Right.
And so
right.
Getting towards the end of college, I had a couple good internships with accounting. And I had decent grades. But I couldn't get a job for the life of me.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I've always heard that people said that accounting is a career field where you can easily get in,
right,
and people are always hiring accountants because most accountants quit because it's not that exciting.
Right.
So I couldn't find a job. Like, for the life of me, my God, what the heck is going on?
Uh-huh.
And so I graduate college. I signed up for a program that would have essentially taken about 8 years of my life in terms of just a time commitment,
yeah,
and realized – after I signed the paperwork and I was waiting for the board to get back for that program, I was like, crap, I just signed 8 years of my life away and have really not considered what God wants. And I had just this huge knot in my stomach of
right,
this crisis moment where I graduated college, came home from school where I had tons of friends at school, back in my mom and dad's house, no friends other than my mom and dad.
Uh-huh.
But my mom and dad weren't as cool maybe as some of my college friends.
Okay, I get that.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm a pretty cool parent. I'm not going to go down that road.
Oh, boy. See what your kids say when they get to college.
Oh, they'll love me. I'm going to show up, knock on their door. Hey, what's going on? I'm going to show up on their dorm room. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Don't study. Let's go out.
I want to join the party.
Yeah.
Somehow it seems like Rodney Dangerfield comes
right
to mind.
Back to school, right. Okay, so you're back home, no friends, signed 8 years of your life away, and
yeah.
Now, is there a girl in your life at this point, or
no? There was no girl in my life. There, in college, I always wanted to get married, but
okay,
I was really good at getting shut down.
Okay,
so
let me ask
you. I can
you,
identify with that.
No.
Going to your high school back, you know, and then we're going to fast forward to where you're at today, but. The addiction to pornography, were you an outcast in school? Were you
no,
not
I was
well
a normal
received?
Kid.
Popular,
normal kid.
Not popular?
Average.
Average.
Just average friends. I mean, I was homeschooled, but I was also very involved in things from Boy Scouts to orchestra to other band things and youth group. So I had a lot of different facets that I was able to get involved in outside of just homeschooling. In high school, Ohio allows you to go to a community college
okay
for the last 2 years of your schooling. So my last 2 years of high school, I was in a community college instead of at home. So I had a decent number of friends. I was a normal kid, but but still had Satan got a hold of me and sin easily crept in. It was just one day pop up on the internet, no clue what it was, and boom.
Yeah, and boom. So it wasn't that you were
mad. I didn't pursue it.
You didn't pursue it. You weren't covering up a hurt feeling, you know, hurt patterns in your life, you know, divorce or anything like that. It was just you saw it, you tried it. And you're hooked.
Everyone's susceptible. Everyone can be.
Now for those that are listening, what steps did you put in place, or what are you walking out to avoid that addiction in your life?
So to avoid that, to get rid of it,
I
tried so many things. I tried internet blockers. I tried accountability partners. I tried people just like asking me, "Hey, what's up?" I tried not using my cell phone. I tried not using a computer, and honestly, nothing worked because I was always able to find a way around it. It always found a way back in. But it was that summer after school where it was total surrender to God of the plan for my life and saying, "God, I need to give you everything." And I'd been holding back career. I'd been holding back. I'd just been holding back so much.
Holding back yourself.
Yeah, I held back myself, even though I knew God and I understood scripture and stuff. Didn't mean diddly squat until I decided to say, "Hey, God, you can have everything."
Everything. So how do you avoid, you know, how do you stay away from it?
Now,
pornography is one of those that are that I think is, you know, although drug addiction and heroin and alcohol, it definitely has a larger impact because there's death there.
Mm-hmm. Physical
ailments to your body, and there's death there. But pornography is one that can be done from the closet where nobody sees. Like you're saying, you can be very cunning. You can have accountability partners. You can have these website blockers on. But there's always a way that you can find it without letting anybody else know about it if you really didn't want to. So how would you, you know, for those that are listening in, how would you encourage them in ways to be honest with yourself and have people in your life that you're not going to avoid, that you're going to be truthful with, so that you're not doing it in the closet without anybody seeing you? It's what Alistair Begg would call an inside job. You know, pornography, sexual immorality is an inside job.
Yeah.
And you got to be willing to put it out there.
Yeah.
It is being willing to put it out there, and you can try all those things, and even just putting it out there to other people sometimes it's not enough. It's the saying, "I can't do this on my own," because you need the strength of God to do that.
Right.
And Nehemiah tells us that for the joy of the Lord is our strength, and I didn't have the joy of the Lord in my life.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't have the direction of God in my life, and so by having the joy of God, like, honestly, just giving God time, giving God career, giving God
God the opportunity to move in your life.
Yeah,
just saying, you know what, you do it.
You know,
there are times in everyone's life, I think, where they get to a point when they're like, "God, I just can't do this anymore. You have to do it.
You've got to hand it over.
I can't do it."
Right. And it's interesting because we heard a lot of that through the testimonies of drug addiction, where they're, like I said, John Brogan wrote, you know, about to hang himself at the end of his rope.
Right.
"I can't do this.
I can't do this anymore." There's that surrender that is such a necessity.
Right.
You know, because, you know, we want to do these things. We want to be, "Look what I did," when in actuality that never really works
out.
That's
right. Yeah. And so here, a less harmful to your body and resulting in death, addiction,
right,
there's still this point of need for total surrender.
Spiritual death.
The spiritual dryness where you have to say God gave it all. So now at college, you're back, you're with your family, you just signed 8 years of your life away. With any of these tensions in your life, do old habits come back? Do old struggles come back?
No. At that point was when everything ended, and it was like just
that was the surrender point.
Scales fell off my eyes.
Right.
Like the blinder that had covered my eyes was like, "Okay, God, I see that you do have a plan."
Yeah.
And even like so that summer, I still needed a job. I'm not going to live in my parents' house for the rest of my life.
Right.
I wanted to go out and see the world. I wanted to go out and do things. And So I kept applying for jobs, and I think it was August 3rd of 2013, finally came to the point of being like, oh, crap, why didn't I learn this back in June? I didn't ask God about where he wanted, what job he wanted me to do. So I just was like, okay, God, I give this to you. And I wrote a cover letter. You know, cover letters are supposed to be like super well written. Yeah. I wrote like three sentences. Hi, recent college graduate, looking for job, will work hard. Right. And 10 minutes later, get an email back at 9:30 at night. I was like, okay. Yeah. But
that's interesting.
No, but even with that, it was just the total surrender. But through not getting into the, God rejected me through to that 8-year program after I finally I got rejected. We'll just put it that way. I didn't get it.
You didn't get it.
So needed a job. But because of that, I was able to go on a short term trip to Germany. At which point, God really, like, growing up, I saw missions. I saw missions in Africa. I saw missions in a lot of different places except for Europe, and a lot of places where it's like digging wells, building huts. Those are all really good things.
Yeah.
But getting off the plane in a first world country where people have every single thing that they could ever want, water, food, shelter.
Yeah.
But then getting off an airplane and feeling just a weight of darkness where it's like, they don't have the light of Christ.
They don't have anything.
They don't have any hope.
Yeah. Yeah, well, for those of you that are out there, that you can call in. We want to encourage you. Join in the conversation by dialing 732-505-1160. We're going to break here in 1 or 2 minutes, but we definitely want to hear from you. If you have a question, if you have a comment that, regarding the topic that we're talking about here, or you just want to let us know how God is moving in your life, call into the show, 732-505-1160. Also, just a reminder that Alive Again is sponsored by Painting by Kevin. For all your interior and exterior painting needs, you're going to want to give Painting by Kevin a call. He'll come in. He'll give you a free estimate, quote. Very meticulous painting company with a great professional group of guys, fully insured, which sometimes can be rare when dealing with painters. So give Painting by Kevin a call today. The number to dial is 908-433-4465. Again, Alive Again is affiliated with Alive Again Alliance Church. We meet every Sunday at 1060 Church Road, Toms River, New Jersey at 10 a.m. and again on Thursdays at 7 p.m. When we return, we're going to hear the second half of Ken's testimony as well as what he's doing for the communities of Manahawkin, New Jersey.
Alive Again, we'll be right back on Beach Radio 1160 and 1310. We now return to Alive Again on Beach Radio 1160 and 1310.
Well, welcome back to Alive Again. I'm your host, Pastor Jay, in studio. I've got Greg Elias with us, Ron Walulak, and we're talking with Ken Young, who is currently doing some ministry work down at Fresh Start, which used to be known as King of Kings in Manahawkin. Before we get to that, we want to invite you to call into the show and join the conversation. The number to dial is 732-505-1160. Again, Alive Again is sponsored by Painting by Kevin. You know, when you're in your house, take a look around and you've got that bathroom that hasn't been painted in a while. You've got your living room that hasn't been painted in the past 10 years. Or you're outside sitting on the deck enjoying your nights, these summer nights, with a nice bonfire out there, the grill going, and you realize that the paint is chipping on that deck. You're going to want to give Painting by Kevin a call for all your interior and exterior painting needs. Kevin will come on out and give you a free estimate. It'll be within your price range, I'm sure. He really works well with all of his customers to meet their needs, both financially as well as painting needs. The number to dial is 908-433-4465. Again, that's Painting by Kevin. For all your interior and exterior needs, 908-433-4465. Alive Again is sponsored also by Alive Again Alliance Church that is located in Toms River, New Jersey at 1060 Church Road. Come on out tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. And enjoy a family of missionary servants sent as disciples to make disciples. Well, Ken, getting back to your testimony, we want to Have you ever visited New Jersey when you were in Ohio?
You know, I was thinking the same thing. Like, what are the differences between a Christian in New Jersey
and a Christian,
in the Bible Belt?
Right, right. What? Did you ever visit? Did you know what you were getting into?
Only time I visited was driving through Newark. So,
driving through Newark, what were you going to, the city?
I forget what I was going through, but all I remember is it smelled bad, and there was a lot
it's
of
Newark.
It was Newark,
yeah.
And so my impression of New Jersey was awesome.
That it smelled bad, apparently.
Yeah,
it smelled bad. Right?
I was like, all right, yeah. I think I found the armpit of America.
Yeah.
And you get off New Jersey's largest airport, and the first thing you experience when you land in Newark.
You flew here from Ohio?
No, I was driving through.
No, he's driving
through. That's kind of lazy, just drive here.
But for those who vacation, they get off on the airport, and the first thing they experience is the smell of New Jersey.
Yeah, Newark.
So.
They drop you right down in that chemical area.
The industrial
waste.
Yep.
So your part of your testimony is you were fired from this church,
mm-hmm.
and so you were fired because you weren't initiating anything. You weren't getting involved, or
I was initiating. I wasn't initiating.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I had a young adult ministry, but I wasn't doing as much as I should have.
You weren't 100% in.
I wasn't 100% in. I was just there to get something done and to get over somewhere else and not really be super invested as I should have been.
Now, is there a girlfriend in your life at this point when you're fired from the church?
At that point, I'd been Carissa, my wife. We'd been married for about 2 years.
Okay.
She was 8 months pregnant when we got fired from my job.
Yeah, okay, wow, that's a little stressful.
So, a little bit.
So God was really, really stretching me, and I was like, man, fired by a church with an 8-month pregnant wife. This is fantastic.
Wow.
But through that, God moved us to New Jersey.
Yeah, so how did New Jersey get on the map?
Basically, my father-in-law is a pastor. He has connections throughout this denomination.
Okay.
After months of searching for different positions, we were looking for full-time paid positions because, again, career path and problem. Baby.
Yeah.
And nothing was coming up. We got connected to this district. We find out about this church building on the rock in Jackson, and we're told to come out and visit it.
Uh-huh.
Pastor gets on the phone and says, hey, can you come out tomorrow for a week? I'm like, I have a part-time job now and a baby. Can't do this. This is back in September of last year.
Uh-huh.
And so we come out and visit. Long story short, they promise us no pay and to come and die.
In the beautiful armpit of
America.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
okay.
The Pine Barrens are beautiful.
Yeah, they are. The Jersey Devils.
Super beautiful.
It really is. It's gorgeous when you get out there and there's no one around. And you go down Cedar Creek. Oh, I love going down Cedar Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to ride my motorcycle there.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a great motorcycle. Yeah. I had to watch out for the deer, but.
Yeah. And the Jersey Devil. That's real.
So you come to New Jersey and you met Pastor Bob at Building on the Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your goal? Why are you here?
We are here. We're here for about 2 years before we go over to Germany.
Okay.
But we're here to be changed and to do ministry here. To do ministry.
And if you're with Pastor Bob, you will be changed. No mm-hmm. doubt about it.
Yeah, we've
no
been changed.
He is a
That's
life changer.
Sure.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
Are you part of his boot camp?
No, uh-uh. No. Not part of his boot camp.
Oh, you said that quick.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a hesitation.
Emphatically.
Yeah. No, please God. No.
I've heard many stories about why not to be involved in boot camp.
Okay.
All right.
All right, next topic.
Yeah.
So before the break, you talked about going to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And why Germany? Did you just put your finger on the map and say, okay, there, I'm going there? Or was there a yearning for Germany?
Yeah, there was definitely a yearning for Germany. Like before the break, I had said I'd always seen missions in the context of, say, Africa or Asia.
Uh-huh.
And there was never really anything within me where it was like, oh, okay, I think I see that God's calling me there. But when I got off the first time back September 2013, got off the plane in Germany and saw a first world country, everything you could ever want, but there was just darkness. So before my wife and I met, she was doing a 2-year apprenticeship with the Christian Missionary Alliance in Germany,
uh-huh.
and she was playing on a couple different soccer teams. And just as an example, Berlin was behind the the Steel Curtain, or the that's Steelers.
Yeah, that's
Mean Joe Green and
mixing the metaphors.
Mixing the metaphors. Anyways, that was communist Russia.
Uh-huh.
So they were eliminating, they're destroying the church, and that was the wall fell 25 years ago, a little over 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So during that span, though, when the wall was up, they destroyed the church. They got rid of religious texts. They eliminated God. So right now there are any kid that was born in, say, the 90s, 2000s, millennial-aged adults, young adults, they grew up with no church. They grew up with no knowledge of God.
Right.
So she had friends on her soccer teams where she would sit down having coffee with the teammate, and Carissa would say, make a comment about her faith in Jesus Christ, and the soccer, her teammate would be like, Who's God? Like, just no concept. And
right.
And so that really drew me to Germany, and that opened the door to where it was like, okay, God, I see you're directing me there.
Do you speak German?
I do not.
You do not.
So that's something you're gonna learn, or mm-hmm. no, you're gonna have.
Yeah, one of the awesome things about the Christian and Missionary Alliance is when you go, you go through 2 years of language school.
Okay.
While you're doing ministry alongside that, but it's essentially 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, you're sitting in a classroom learning the language.
Wow.
So,
you know, they say if we want to see what America will look like without God, turn to Europe
mm-hmm.
and see what's going on over there right now. Do you see that changing at all? Do you see God coming back? You know, also, as a matter of fact, just yesterday I was listening to one of Alistair Begg's daily devotions on his Truthful Life app, and he was telling about his story in Glasgow. That's where he's from, and how they used to, every Sunday, the families would come out of their homes, they would march down the street of Glasgow with the cross, and they would go into the church and they would open up in unison in just worshiping God, and then they would hear the word. And he says that church right now is dead. There's no church anymore. Now that was the early 70s up into the 80s, but he says that if you go back to that building, it's empty every Sunday. Do you see God coming back in Europe, in Germany, in this or no?
There is a lot of stuff happening through Alliance workers in Germany, specifically Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
There's two teams. There's Northeast Germany and Berlin, but right now there's a lot of the Syrian refugees going into Berlin. There's about a million Syrian refugees that have been transported to Berlin and the surrounding towns. So if you can imagine a big city, but then you have this influx of a million people, that's a huge opportunity when you have someone that's new to the area. What a better time to connect them to different things. So there's some Alliance workers in Berlin who already speak Arabic, and they, through a community center that they're partnered with, they're seeing Syrian refugees' lives changed. There's also in the Northeast, there's English camps that when the wall was up, everyone learned Russian. No one learned English. So there's a lack of good English teaching in Northeast Germany. So they use English as a simple tool to reach teens and young adults. And so that is one place that they're seeing young adults meeting Christ and lives changed.
And so your internship here at Fresh Start down in Manahawkin, and for those of you that are interested in joining Fresh Start, you can check out their services. They meet on Saturday nights?
Saturday nights at 6 o'clock. At 6 o'clock we have dinner, so come hungry.
Yeah.
And then 7 o'clock we have service.
And 7 o'clock is service. And the address for Fresh Start is 100 North Main Street in Manahawkin. It's going through a great season right now of repentance and building, family building.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to want to check out Fresh Start. It's 100 North Main Street in Manahawkin. And so when you're down there, are you learning the skills that are needed to be on mission in Germany? What is your engagement in Fresh Start?
Yeah, so one of the things that we've learned that's been huge in our transformation here is simply asking forgiveness, saying I'm sorry, and repenting of what we've done wrong. So back in May, we went back to Ohio for a big event. And we were able to go to our home church and some of the people there and ask for forgiveness for not initiating. And that was really hard to do because it was like, hey, I really wanted to point the finger and say, you guys fired me, blame them. But the reality is I had to point out the wrong that I did there. And so that's one of the biggest things that we've been doing there is looking at, you know, the church Fresh Start, formerly King of Kings, used to be about 600, 700 people.
Yeah.
And back in December of 2016, the congregation had shrunk down to 40 people attending on Sundays.
Wow.
So that's a huge decrease.
Yeah.
And a lot of that happened because of people who were hurt and they never asked for forgiveness.
Yeah.
People who hurt other people and never repented or said, I'm sorry for what I did.
Yeah, and I want to talk a little bit more about that because I think that it's one of the settled diseases that is in the churches of America today.
Definitely.
Is pride, is arrogance, but is also really not understanding how to truly humble yourself to one another and have these hard discussions. So what does it look like? You know, I was a youth minister down at King of Kings in the early 2000s. And so I saw the transition from when former pastors were asked to leave to where it's at today. Hmm. And I received something in the mail in the, I guess it was winter time, that I had never received in any of the churches that I had gone to before. I received a letter from Fresh Start. And the letter basically said that we need to ask the community for forgiveness. If we've hurt you, if we've damaged you, we want you to come down and we want you to tell us about your hurts, about your pains, and we want to ask for forgiveness. And, so I want to talk a little bit more about that you know, because you guys are walking this out. And so what are your thoughts on this issue within the church? And it's not just the Christian Missionary Alliance. I think
every church.
It's one of the diseases of the churches is not coming to the people in the seats. You know, we have to take this holy, the pastors sometimes feel we have to take this holier than thou position, that I don't do any wrong, that I should never let people know of my sins. I should never ask for forgiveness from them. And so the seats are empty, like you saw in Manahawkin. So how did you guys come to this and what did it look like?
We came to it just through looking at the life of Christ, of Jesus, and seeing that when Jesus was here on earth, he lived a completely perfect life from what Scripture tells us and from what God's revealed. But despite that, he was willing to die and die a very painful death so that our sin is taken care of. And so looking at that, it's like, wow, this is God doing this.
Right.
So if he's leading us, what are we as human leaders where, just as we talked earlier, like I'm a sinner, I'm screwed up. So what am I supposed to do? I need to repent and I need to ask for forgiveness of people rather than trying to be a holy roller, if you will, and be like, can't show people my sin because I don't know.
I'm
the pastor. And the reality is as soon as people see that, hey, the leader is just as screwed up as I am. Holy cow.
Yeah.
God can save that person that's just as screwed up as I am.
Yeah.
Then that's an amazing, amazing thing that is a testimony to God.
Pastor Bob would always say that we're all knuckleheads.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and Greg, you know, I want to thank you again because the other day you saw, you know, I was struggling. And so what happened was I took a Sunday of rest at our church and I just sat. And out of everybody that was at the church, and I'm not saying this in any negative way that nobody really recognized what I was going through, but there was only one individual who came up to me that whole day and said, "You don't look right. Something's not right." And I could have very easily had said, "No, everything's fine. I'm just resting." But because of the trust I have in you, because of the walk that we've gone through, I was able to put my pride aside and say, "I'm hurt.
Yeah.
I'm going through something right now." And I shared it with you. And I want to thank you for recognizing that. But then also not, you know, not putting it back in my face. coming around me and saying, you know what, we love each other and we'll walk this out together.
No doubt. I mean, that's what God would do. That's what Jesus would do. You know, I always think back to this one particular scripture where it says, you know, Jesus reclined with sinners and prostitutes.
Yeah.
And that word reclined means he relaxed. He hung out with them.
Right.
He ate with them. And, you know, this is God of all creation hanging out with what we would consider the lowest form of human.
Yeah.
And he was relaxed with them. And who am I? Who are we to not take that as an example and say, you know, no one's better than me, but no one's worse than me either.
Right.
We're all on even keel. And, you know, we have to walk that out together, you know, walk arm in arm, hand in hand. And that is the way that you build community, you build friendship, you build love and trust. Because, you know, it could have been me,
yeah.
Right? It could have
That's
been
right.
any of us. So, you know, for anyone to condemn someone for something that they're admitting to, they're confessing, is I always had a problem, you know, doing my counseling, I always had a problem with pointing out someone's sin. I would always try and get them to see it themselves.
Right.
Because as much as, like, we can all see the sin that I'm doing, the sin that Ron's doing, the sin that, you know, you're doing, I have my own sin, and then
right.
you're seeing it. So it's easy to go, oh, look, you know, you're sinning, you know, take the plank before you take the speck out, right?
Yeah, right.
So
that's right.
You know, I was very humbled that we had that conversation, and you know, I meant every word of it. So
yeah,
and I mean that for anyone out there who needs to talk. You know, we're here. We're going to come alongside of you and you know, help you get through your struggles, because this life is a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you become a Christian, when you accept Jesus Christ, it is going to be the hardest thing you've ever done in your life. Because it's not all, you know, roses and tulips.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. God's going to reveal things to you that you might not want to see.
Yeah.
But you got to deal with those things, you know, because he wants you to be perfect. Mm-hmm. He wants that for you. He wants you to feel that way. And we're never going to be perfect. Only until we are in our new bodies that
That's
we are
right.
going to be perfect. But we can strive for that. We can strive to, Lord, like you said, you know, what should I do? You know,
mm-hmm.
how can I get better? You know, and that's something I wake up every morning and I pray, Lord, you know, how can I get better today?
Yeah.
You know, how can I have more patience with my kids? How can I be more loving towards my wife? How can I do certain things for you? Because
yeah.
it's not about me. And I think that's what's going on down at Fresh Start.
Yeah.
You know, they're realizing that the things of the past are gone and we need to move forward. And
mm-hmm.
only through forgiveness and talking about the junk in our lives
right.
can we move forward.
Yeah, that's right. And you said something important there. You know, it's hard in Ken, when you were giving your testimony about going back to the church and repenting, it could be very easy for us to point the finger, to turn the situation around and recognize each other's weaknesses and point those out. But it's taking the humble position of saying it's not about that. It's about me. It's about the inward getting healed
mm-hmm.
and coming to that healing point. What, you know, without sharing names, without, you know, can you give us some idea of the experience you went through? Because I'm sure a lot of people came back and said, this is what you did, and this is the hurt I'm feeling. And how did you sit there? I don't know if you were part of it or not. And humbly, you know, take it without pointing the finger and saying, well, yeah, but you did this.
Yeah, it was challenging, honestly. We ran into some people and we kept the conversation short.
Yeah.
We pointed out what we did wrong and we said, we're sorry. And it was really hard. But as soon as we did it, it was like a weight off our shoulders, realizing,
yeah.
okay, we
yeah.
repented. But the human side of me still wanted to, like, all right, after I apologize, I'm like, all right, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
And but to
it takes two to tango, right?
Yeah, it takes two to tango.
Where's my apology?
Yeah, that's right.
my inner 3-year-old was having a temper tantrum on the inside of, because we apologize, we repented, we asked for forgiveness, we hug everyone, pat each other on the back, and it's a great old time. And so then we back away and there's like the half second pause in my head where I'm like, and
right.
and there was nothing, but realizing, like, you know,
yeah.
that it's okay. Like,
it's okay.
We repented and we asked for forgiveness and
right.
and God's grown us through that. Yeah.
And like you said, there's a freedom there. Mm-hmm. There's a freedom there. You know, King of Kings went through a lot, you know, from when they were born to how, when they grew. They had another fall, then they grew, and then there was another big fall. And so it you know, most people think, okay, well, that's the church. It's, you know, it's falling, it's going. But what's happening is the community around it is being hurt.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so until you come and you ask for that repentance and that humility is shown to the community, there can't be true healing.
Right.
There can't be true growth and moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the pruning of the rose bush. You know, you got to cut those dead ties off so that the rose bush can get bigger.
Right.
And so you guys are doing that down at Fresh Start.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thank you as both a member of what was King of Kings and is now Fresh Start. I thank you and your leadership team for doing that. And I would commend you for it and remind you to continue to be in that humble state.
Yeah.
You know, just this morning we had our leaders meeting, and we're going to get ready to wrap this up. But we had our covenant leaders group, and what it is it's four leaders in our church that have gotten together since Alive Again's start, and we said we were going to live life with each other. Then all of a sudden we realized, you know, and the comment I made this morning is this group, this brotherly love has hit a plateau, where we get into each other's lives at a certain depth, but then we stop. We know there's more. We know that there are topics that have to come out. There's discussions that have to be had that are hard discussions, but we stopped pursuing those deeper discussions. And so we have to humbly ask for forgiveness from one another and trust one another that when we go to those deeper spots, it's going to be for health and for our inner health and growth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you guys are going through down at Fresh Start. So that's really great stuff. When do you plan on going over to Germany, or is there a date in mind, or not really?
So we're actually going we're going in August for 16 days for a short term trip.
Okay,
where we'll get to work alongside the team that we will be working with in the future. But realistically, about a year to year and a half from now, we'll be going. And you go for 4-year or 5-year terms at a time.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. So, Ken, we thank you for coming on the show. We want to remind listeners that Alive Again is sponsored by Painting by Kevin. For all your interior and exterior painting needs, give Kevin a call for your free estimate today. The number to dial is 908-433-4465. He'll come in and give you an estimate, and then he'll schedule you to get your painting needs done. Again, that's Painting by Kevin, 908-433-4465. Alive Again's purpose is to bring life-transforming testimonies and ministries to the world around us, the dark world around us. So, Greg, any closing thoughts, any comments?
No, actually, today I thought was a great conversation. I would like to say happy birthday to my little girl, Sophia.
Yeah,
she
happy
turned
birthday.
Six today.
Happy
well, yesterday
birthday,
she turned
Sophia.
Six, but it's her birthday weekend, so, you know, we have to get ready for the parties,
time does the party start?
I have no idea. Oh. I just know my laundry list of things I have to accomplish okay. before that. So I'll be skipping out of here ASAP.
Great.
So, you know, it's fun to watch your kids grow, you know. Like you said, you grew up in the church. Your parents took you guys to church. And it's fun watching your kids grow up in the church. My kids cry when we leave our church. Like, it's a good feeling. Like, literally in tears, bawling because they're playing with your kids. And it's like time to go. I'm like, we don't want to go. That's a good thing to have, you know, when they don't want to leave church. And they're always asking to go. So, you know.
2 minutes?
Yeah. We just – today has been a great day. Ron, you couldn't get you to shut up today. So we appreciate everything that you do and say, Ron.
I appreciate that.
Ron, final thought?
King of Kings fell, and we all fall. Nobody's perfect.
Amen.
And the great news is that you don't have to get up by yourself. You have God to
That's
help
right.
you. You have Jesus picking you up.
Amen.
And that's the beautiful thing.
Yeah, when I actually first started going to church, it was at King of Kings, and that was 20 years ago. And they met on that small little house that they had. And then to see where they went,
yep.
and see where they are. I mean, restoration is going to be an amazing thing. What God's going to do with that place and with the people working there is going to be amazing.
And I love the name, and this show will no longer reference it as King of Kings or the old King of Kings. Starting today, it will be Fresh Starts.
Fresh Start.
Because that's exactly what they're experiencing down there. Ken, again, thank you for being on the show. Please let us know how Alive Again Radio Show or Alive Again Alliance Church can help support Fresh Start and all that you're doing down there. We appreciate you coming in, and we hopefully will have you back to hear how your 16 days in Germany went. For all of you that are listening out there, Alive Again Alliance brings life-transforming messages and topics to Ocean and Monmouth County. We hope you enjoyed the show, and I just hope that the Lord will bless you and keep you until we meet again next week. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Alive Again with Pastor Jay and Pastor Bill, brought to you by the Alive Again Alliance Church. For more information, visit AliveAgainAlliance.com. Be sure to listen every Saturday at 7:30 a.m., only on Beach Radio 1160 and 1310.